Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Romanian churches in Illinois are awaiting the Supreme Court's response. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, we have filed, Holly, our reply brief at the United States Supreme Court. This was a reply regarding our what's called petition for writ of certiorari, which is a fancy way of saying asking the Supreme Court to review this case. And this case involves two churches out of Illinois, Elim Romanian Pentecostal Church and Logos Baptist Ministries, in our federal lawsuit against Governor J.B. Pritzker. These orders that he had, Holly, are clearly unconstitutional. And this is our second trip to the U.S. Supreme Court. But this case is the first one ready for the Supreme Court to issue a final decision. This is not on an emergency basis. We've already been there in May of 2020 on an emergency basis with this particular case. Now we're back with a full-blown merits hearing.
It just shows you the discrimination and the control this governor is trying to put on churches. I mean, to say that people worshiping a church, you can only have 10 people, regardless of how many square feet in a building, but yet you can help people. You can provide services like social services, unemployment counseling, you know, things like that, that the government may think, oh, that's a good thing to do. But once they open a Bible or start praying or preaching, then they're limited to only 10 people.
Yeah, the amazing thing is that you can literally feed people, and it's not like carry out. You could actually house them in the building. You can provide them counseling for substance abuse, unemployment benefits, disability benefits, filing for a PPP loan or whatever it might be, any kind of social services counseling with no limitation on the number of people. But as soon as you say, and it's true, as striking and as odd as it is, when you bring out the Bible and you begin to worship, now, that particular order said, in the same church, with even the same people, you have to have no more than 10 people. And that 10-person limit is including the pastoral staff.
10 people would practically be the whole staff.
Yeah, it would
be. So who's left?
In some cases, it is the whole pastoral you know? Staff, and then nobody's there. You're preaching. You're not even really preaching to the
right.
choir,
and I think,
because there is no choir.
And that's the whole point. I think, you know, you look at the underlying motive here. He wants churches to shut down. And you see the abuse that our church, especially in Chicago, experienced trying to have worship, you know, the disorderly conduct, trying to block.
By the way, that's still pending.
Yeah.
The pastor got a disorderly conduct charge for having more than 10 people in a church.
And that's crazy. And trying to block the parking that they pay for, putting notices around the neighborhood, towing people's cars, things
like
that. Yeah,
towing them for 9 blocks around the church. The church is in a place where it's surrounded by residential homes. And in Chicago, you obviously have street parking. So you live in the home, you park out on the street. And that's just pretty common. And if they can't park out on the street, these people that live there, where are they going to park?
Right.
Where are they going to park? And it was in the wintertime, it was cold. This happened last year. Sometimes it's rainy. You know, if you've ever lived in Chicago, it's called the Windy City, and it's for a reason, and it gets very cold and windy. And so these people, they had their cars towed out in front of their houses in the place where they always park, and then they received a letter for 9 blocks, all these neighbors, for 9 blocks. The church is the problem. It's not obeying the governor's order.
But think about if you took the church out of the neighborhood. I mean, this is who you want in your neighborhoods, our churches. These are the people, the citizens you want in your neighborhoods. Just imagine if you took all the churches out, what that would mean.
Yeah, and in fact, you know, we saw what they did. They towed these cars. One nurse just came home at like early in the morning, 4 o'clock or so in the morning, after a shift, parks her car where she always parks it, comes out in the morning after 7, and lo and behold, her car has been towed. She has to go find out where it is, pay the impound fee. And then they get a letter. Well, the reason for all that is because of this church down here. It's meeting with more than 10 people.
They put locks on the doors so the people couldn't get in there?
They did all kinds of things. And so when that didn't stop the church, then they sent 5 police cars to block the private entrance to their parking lot, which was across the street from where the church is. And they've used that parking lot for many, many years. And they leased that parking lot, but the police wouldn't let them go into the parking lot. And while we're seeing this happen in real time on Facebook Live, we hear gunshots in the back distant. Not at the church, but this is Chicago. This is a Sunday. This is the weekend. This is what happens, unfortunately, in Chicago. Lots of shootings, lots of killings in certain places. But the 5 police cars, they don't leave their post and dispatch to where the gunshots are. No, they're sent there by the mayor, Lori Lightfoot, under the orders of Governor J.B. Pritzker, stop these Christians from going to church.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. Then they send out 2 letters from the health department. The last one says, you are now a public nuisance for having more than 10 people, a public nuisance, and that has very problematic legal consequences, meaning that if you are declared a public nuisance, the government can do anything to rebate it, and that is including destroying the building. It's called summary abatement with no notice, no due process. You could have your church doors padlocked. You can have them literally completely destroyed.
And you know, I love these churches, Matt, because they are a great example of what we should be as a church. You know, they have a First Amendment right to meet. They took plenty of precautions. And they stood up for their rights, and they're not backing down. And that's what we as Christians should do. Say, this: you're not going to stop us from worshiping. You don't have a right to do that. We will meet.
And they have had that experience before, because these are Romanian immigrants, right, who love America. They're U.S. citizens, and they immigrated from communist Romania, where churches were padlocked, bulldozed, pastors arrested, Christians put in jail for the same kind of thing, going to church, preaching something that the government didn't like. And so they've been there and they've done that, and they came here for freedom, and they see the same kind of Marxist communism coming to America. And once they realized that abortion clinics were open without any restrictions, liquor stores and so many others, big box centers, everything else.
They were protesting out in the street, and the governor and the mayor were joining them.
Yeah. Then they
not
said,
the church,
you know,
members,
enough,
but other
enough,
people.
Enough is enough, because we see also our people hurting. They need the church. They opened, and they got all this pushback. So we represented them. We took the case to the Supreme Court for an emergency in May of 2020. The governor, within a few hours of having to respond at the Supreme Court, removed the restrictions miraculously. But then we went forth and we argued it at the Court of Appeals, and the governor said, well, you know, the pandemic has ebbs and flows. It looks like it's going to come back. We want to have the ability to reimpose those restrictions, and twice refused to give a commitment to the court on behalf of the governor that they wouldn't go back to their unconstitutional ways. So the case continued. The court issued a decision. They did not rule in our favor. Then on Thanksgiving Eve, the Supreme Court last year issued a great decision regarding the New York churches and synagogues. And that was a 5-4 decision. The next week, December 3, they ruled in our favor with regards to our California churches, Harvest Rock Church and Harvest International Ministry. We then went back to the lower court in the California case. The lower court refused to follow the Supreme Court. We had to go back to the Supreme Court. And on February 6, early in the morning on Saturday, we received the ruling from the Supreme Court 2021 in our favor, striking down the total restriction in California. The Supreme Court chastised the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals for not following its previous ruling.
They're just not listening, are they?
And so now they issue an injunction for us in this case out of California.
And then there was another win in North California.
Yeah, Santa Clara County says, well, they're in California. We have our own total ban in the county. So the Supreme Court's rulings regarding striking down the total ban in the state of California doesn't apply to us, so we're going to continue it. And the Ninth Circuit allowed them to, and then they went back to the U.S. Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court said this is totally erroneous why the Ninth Circuit is not following our rule. So now what we are saying with this case is this is not an emergency ruling. We're here because it's now on the merits, and this court, the Supreme Court, should make a final decision to stop this abuse once and for all, because these lower courts oftentimes are not listening to the Supreme Court.
Right. You think they'd be glad to do this. So we look forward to them hopefully taking this case.
So pray for the case. They'll be conferencing this week, which means they get together and they decide whether to take any of the cases before them. And then next week, we may well hear their opinion, their decision as to whether they're going to take this case. This is the good case to take, and it's time once and for all to stop this abuse on religious freedom and churches and places of worship. For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, lc.org. Pray for our ministry team, and you can also support us right there on the website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. Call us at 407-875-1776, lc.org.